Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Dykes scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball towards right field. Swanson makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Swanson. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fox is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-1 in the game. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Hayes moves to third. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Grube moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Grubb scores. Wyatt goes all the way around to score. Haas moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams pinch hits for Max Bishop. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Ed Sahaki now playing shortstop. Ed Majeski now catching. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki misplays the ball. That's an error on Sahaki. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wyatt bunts towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs hits a line drive towards first. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Ed Sahaki. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Higgins scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Bing Miller pinch hits for Bobby Coombs. Red Faber now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, White Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Miller steals second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 8, White Sox, 8. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox now playing shortstop. Jim Peterson now pitching. Bing Miller now playing first base. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 4 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.